It was my first visit to India. I arrived at Bombay International Airport rather late at night. As I thought it would be rude to visit my Indian friend at such a late hour, I made up my mind to stay at a hotel near the airport. The next morning, I woke up at about 6 o'clock in the bed of a grand American-style hotel. Looking down from my room, I could see a wide sandy beach just below the window of my room, and the calm waters far beyond. It was very pleasant to breathe in the cool morning air. I was tempted to take a walk for a while on the beach. In no time, I went down to the ground floor, passed through the beautiful garden, and opened the gate leading to the beach. To my surprise, the moment I stepped on the beach, a little boy came up to me and said, "Bakshish," putting out his hand in front of my eyes. He was poorly dressed and his face was dirty. Since I thought him a beggar, I gave him a 1 rupee coin, a very small sum of money. The next moment, to my surprise again, I had not walked a couple of meters before I found myself surrounded by several beggars. They were all adults, men and women. I felt a little afraid, and I regretted that I had done the small kindness a short time before. Then I hurried back inside the gate and locked it. After breakfast, I checked out of the hotel. As I wanted to find my way to my friends on my own, I began to look for a bus stop with my suitcase. Then again, in an instant, I was surrounded by several beggars. One of them caught me by the sleeves and another touched me on the arm, begging me for money. I felt a little in danger and hurried back to the hotel. After all that, I gave up my idea of calling on my friend by myself, and I phoned him asking him to come and pick me up. It wasn't until I'd stayed in India for several days that I learned that they would do no harm to strangers. Some of them proved even to be friendly to me. I felt very sorry for them because they were so poor that they must beg to earn their daily bread.